نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورفعنا لك ذكرك. اور بلند کیا ہم نے مذکور تیرا. This ayat which entails lot of details, unlimited details of the greatness and high position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we have been discussing for the past few lessons that we have been going through. Further, and we will try and wrap it up, but of course there is much more detail, but just very briefly and concisely we will try and wrap it up now. The great details which Allama Haqqani Rahmatullah Ali has offered here. Further, he says that it is one of the workshops there in that seminar, in that conference, where the discussion which is taking place is about the great ibadah the person does. Many of us, that is our only object as far as deen is concerned, the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. But as we have seen, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every aspect of life, he has been a guide, and he is a guide till today for us. So yeah, as far as the ibadah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zuhud, abstinence of this dunya, tarike dunya, that he had nothing to do with this dunya's life, and the people who are there, great, great worshippers, great, great ubbad of this ummah, and how much they have devoted themselves and have become imams in this field. They also, with regard to the various forms of ibadat, how much ibadat we should make, how much tahajjud, how much nafil rozas we should keep, etc. All those details are discussed. And for everyone, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the fountain source of guidance. And he is guiding everyone with regard to their ibadat. And then with ibadat comes another thing very easily, and that is pride. A person does a little ibadat and he becomes very proud that I have to do so much and so much ibadat. Yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guiding them all on that also. That when you do ibadat, you have to become more and more an abd, a slave of Allah Ta'ala. Not that you have pride in you, but that you humble yourself in front of Allah Ta'ala. Then in another workshop we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that great arif of Allah Ta'ala. That he has fully and completely recognized Allah Ta'ala, and by fully and completely we mean a very, very great extent. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala is beyond the capacity of any human. Even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself declared, Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'arifatik. Oh Allah, we could not recognize you as you have to be recognized. Allah Ta'ala is limitless in every quality of his, in his knowledge, in his kindness, in his mercy. So nobody can really fathom and completely recognize Allah Ta'ala. But undoubtedly the greatest recognition, more than all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, more than all the Malaika, even more than Jibreel alayhi salam, the greatest recognition that has been that to a person, any human being has, is that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in that light also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guiding the people who excel in the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And he is giving them great, great guidelines of how to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Then we find one workshop where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Shaykh Kamil and a Murshid Kamil. That those who want to know the path of going to Allah and what is that path, how to follow it, and the impediments and the rukawat, the things that block a person from reaching Allah Ta'ala, and all the various stages of the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala, and the depth of ibadat of a person, that is being discussed in this workshop. And again here, it is none other but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is giving guidance to everyone. And then we find another workshop where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just noor, complete noor. When all these aspects of the whole life of every time, individual, public life, ibadat, how to do our business, how to recognize Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, how to run a government, how to take precautions in the government for future problems that might arise. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is complete all round in every aspect, then you just see Noor emanating from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, in the last workshop, you find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Muhammadun Abdullahi wa Rasuluh, that he is the Abdullah. That the greatest position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he reached the depths of humility in front of Allah Ta'ala. And this became manifest when he conquered Makkah Sharif, and when he enters as a conqueror, his head is lowered on his animal, on his conveyance, and he's humbling himself to Allah Ta'ala. And then also that at the same time where he is Abdullah, he is Rasulullah. In the message of Allah, he has conveyed it completely, and not only to the Sahaba, and not only on the plains of Arafat in the farewell sermon in the final Hajj, but to all of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah blessed him that he achieved his goal and delivered his message to everyone. And consequently, Hassan ibn Thabit rahmatullah alayhi says that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name Muhammad is taken from the name of Allah, Mahmud. So on the arsh is Mahmud, the praised one. And the one praising him on the earth is Muhammad. So he sums it up very, very beautifully from a grammatical point of view also, that Muhammad is taken from Mahmud, and Mahmud is the one, is Allah, the praised one, who is on the arsh, who is in the heavens, and the great high position of Allah Ta'ala, while Muhammad is on earth, and he is praising Allah Ta'ala. And by the barakat of his praises, today Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in this qabr, but there are millions of people engaged in the praises of Allah Ta'ala also all the time. So this is the end, this is not the complete. Nobody can exhaust the high and honorable position and the remembrance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In short, for us it is that we should be reading durood, we should be emulating, following in the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bringing the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive in the world till the day of Qiyamah. That is what our duty is. May Allah accept, and may Allah give us the tawfiq to make shukr, that without our asking, Allah made us the followers, the ummatis of this great, great, great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.